Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is written for us in St. Peter's first epistle, chapter 2, beginning at the 9th verse. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, the people who are God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. At one time you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. At one time you were not shown mercy, but now you have been shown mercy. Let us pray. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us through the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Please be seated. In Jesus the Christ, our dear brother, dear fellow redeemed. As a child, apart from my family, I often felt like I didn't fit in. Australia isn't a very Christian nation, so in my high school class, I think there was only one other person that was openly a Christian. When I went to university, the engineering class that I was in had about 40 in it. I was the only one that was a Christian. I had good friends in that class, but they told me it was strange that I went to church most Sundays. Then when I graduated, I went to the opposite side of the country, distant from my family and my church. At the last mine that I was working at any time, there was probably 120 people in the camp. The most spiritual person in the camp that I knew of was one of my shift bosses had just discovered Buddhism. I was the odd one out. I'm sharing these things with you because I often didn't feel like I belonged. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever wondered if people really got you, really understood who you were in the deepest part of you and the most intimate parts of you? Did you or have you longed for a connection that with people that think the same way and act as you do? Maybe you haven't had that struggle. Maybe you've been surrounded with people that love you and understand you. If that's the case, then you know where you belong. The connection to our text is that Peter wrote this epistle. If we look in the first verse, it says, to the elect, to those foreigners scattered throughout the world. Peter was writing to people that felt like they were aliens and that they were scattered and separate from one another. He wrote to people that wanted to know where they belonged. Our verses tell us that we belong with God. You, it says, are God's people. Now, by nature, we think that our relationship with God is based on our performance. So if we do good, then we belong to God. Then God is favorable towards us. if your relationship with God, if your belonging to God was based on your performance, what would your yearly review reveal? Lies? Cheating? Adultery? Pornography? Hatred? Or maybe just grudges? Gossip? Greed? Rebellion? If your relationship with God, was based on your performance, oh Lord, who could stand? But our text wonderfully reveals, marvelously reveals, that our relationship with God, our belonging to God, is not based on our performance, but upon God's mercy. Here again, the last verse of our text. At one time you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. At one time you were not shown mercy, but now you have been shown mercy. Your relationship with God is based on God's mercy and not your performance. In mercy, God's Son came down and took His place among us. He now belongs to the human race. He became one of us, so that in mercy He could carry the burden of God's law in our place. He lived a perfect life among us because we could not. In mercy, He carried everything that should cause God to reject us to the cross. And He suffered the consequences as if those sinful thoughts, words, and actions were His very own. He was rejected by God so that you could belong to God. That is why from the cross He cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? This is a mind-blowing mystery. That God the Son could be rejected by God and forsaken by Him. And yet, though it blows our mind, that is exactly what He suffered, and that is exactly what God has done. Jesus was rejected for you, so that you could have a place that you really belong. You are God's people. You belong with God, and you belong to God, and you belong with God's people. There are many earthly circumstances that we will face that can make us feel like we don't fit in, we don't belong, and in some ways it's true because we are in the world, but not of it. But you do belong to God. And you do belong with God's people. May God bless you and gather you with His saints here on earth and hereafter in heaven, because you are God's people.
Amen.
Please stand for the blessing. And now may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we know that because of our sinful thoughts, words, and actions, we do not deserve to be your people. In fact, we deserve that you would reject us and cast us out forever. But we thank you that in love you sent Jesus to bear our sins and to live a perfect life in our place, to take a position among us and to be our Savior. We pray that you would strengthen our faith and fill us with a sense of belonging, that we are yours and that you love us because of what Jesus did for us. When the world surrounds us with rejection and hatred, use that to draw us ever closer to you, that we would be preserved in our faith until we're finally with you in heaven. Bless us this day and keep us safe in all that we do. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.